There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Sweden, where the anti-immigration Democrats have apologized for past Nazi links and anti-Semitism, aiming to soften their image ahead of next year's elections. A commission study revealed that Nazi and anti-Semitic views were common in the party's activities during the 1980s and 1990s. Member of Parliament Mattias Karlsson condemned these historical views as disgusting and reprehensible, expressing regret and apologizing specifically to Swedish Jews who may have felt insecure or fearful due to the party's past. Meanwhile, in the United States, the U.S. Department of Justice is monitoring threats to the Jewish community amid concerns over Iranian sleeper cells following recent strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Authorities are highlighting Iran's ongoing use of covert operatives and proxies like Hezbollah, active in U.S. cities and linked to terrorist activities. Recent arrests of Iranian migrants and increased surveillance are heightening fears of retaliation, and experts are warning of Iran's intent to retaliate using sleeper cells. News from South America now, where a landmark decision has taken place. 30 years after Argentina's deadliest attack, 10 Iranian and Lebanese nationals will now face trial in absentia for the 1994 Argentine-Israelite Mutual Association bombing, which killed 85 and injured over 300. Argentina blames Hezbollah and labels Iran as a terrorist state, and Argentine efforts are now continuing to seek justice despite diplomatic tensions and legal challenges. Staying in South America, Brazil's government has officially accepted responsibility for the 1975 killing of Jewish journalist Vladimir Herzog, a victim of the military dictatorship's repression. The agreement includes a formal apology and compensation for Herzog's family. Legal officials praise the move, marking a significant step in acknowledging past abuses and closing a long-standing pursuit of justice for Herzog and other victims. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines this week. Iranian-American Jewish activists reported that their community remained generally safe amid the ongoing Iran-Israel conflict, but under significant pressure. The Israeli government announced a new compensation plan for those impacted by the Iranian conflict, including grants for businesses suffering income loss and discharged workers. Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli warned Jewish communities in the United Kingdom and Belgium to consider leaving due to deteriorating social and political conditions. Gaza hostage families are now hoping that Iran's ceasefire signals progress and attention on freeing loved ones, as Israeli leaders also reaffirm their commitment to recovery amid tensions. Over 10,000 New York City 8th graders visited the Museum of Jewish Heritage this year, exceeding initial goals. The Holocaust Education Initiative aims to reach 85,000 students in 3 years to combat rising anti-Semitism. Lalo Schifrin, legendary Jewish composer known for the Mission Impossible theme and diverse film scores, has died at the age of 93. Gal Gadot and Lawrence Bender will be special guests at the Jerusalem Film Festival, opening on July the 17th and running through until July the 26th. And finally, We Will Dance Again, a documentary by Israeli director Yaniv Moser about the Nova Music Festival massacre, has won the Emmy for Outstanding Current Documentary Film. The film promotes the importance of ending the Gaza conflict and securing the release of all the hostages. Upon accepting the award, Moser highlighted that 620 days have passed since the Gaza war began, adding that winning the Emmy underscores the importance of delivering this urgent message: the hostages must come home now. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.